This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:45 and this is the evening edition with Lynn. Our next story is going to be about school fees as schools remain closed. Now, this is coming after Senior Minister Dato Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob advised semi-private schools to not collect fees as long as they are closed. And he was responding to a question in his daily briefing on whether private schools that receive government aid can still ask parents to pay at least half the fees even as they're closed. And this isn't the first time, actually, that the issue has surfaced. In Penang, for instance, there have been daycare centres and bus operators that asked parents to continue paying fees during the MCO, which in a way highlights their concerns that perhaps government measures like the Prihatin stimulus package were not as helpful as they had hoped. So far, the Education Ministry hasn't rolled out any specific aid for schools, but Consumers Association of Penang President Mohidin Abdul Kadir says that given the complaints, the government should look into some form of aid for schools and bus operators that need them. On the other hand, some private schools have actually cut their fees, in some cases by 15%, to help parents deal with the financial impact of the pandemic. And actually, this is a topic that has come up once or twice before on the show, not directly, but whenever we talk about whether or not you're still paying for something that you might not be using right now, or whether or not there should be discounts, I've noticed a smattering of parents who get in touch to say that, you know, it's a bit difficult to stomach continuing to pay very high school fees when you might not be using all of the facilities, when your children are not actually physically in school. And then I suppose this raises the question that we're seeing with bus operators, for example, where when one part of the schooling system stops, suddenly everything else comes to a halt, right? Because if you don't have kids going to school, then you don't have bus operators with a job, but at the same time, that leaves them in need of support. So there are all these questions about why it is, you know, you should maybe continue paying for school fees. Also, whether or not there should be discounts and how to, I suppose, come to some sort of agreement or come to some sort of level that works for everybody. So if you've experienced this recently, I mean, are you paying school fees at the moment? Have your kids' schools offered a discount? Let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. But we're now crossing over to Datin Nor Azima Abdul Rahim, who's the chairperson of the Parents Action Group for Education Malaysia, or PAGE. Datin Azima, thank you so much for joining us. What are the sentiments that you've heard among parents when it comes to school fees?
As far as the private education is concerned, definitely they'd like to see fees come down at some point. Of course, national schools are not affected.
And have you heard anything about, say, the financial and manpower situation in private and international schools or even private universities? I mean, how are they coping at the moment?
Well, I would think with great difficulty, because parents aren't paying up, because they themselves are facing challenges with income, revenue, and business. So, I suspect schools are definitely making losses. Even if they're not now, it would be at the next semester or term.
And a central point here is about teachers getting paid. So have you heard of schools choosing not to pay teachers during the MCO period?
No, we've not heard of any, but definitely teachers and lecturers are taking pay cuts. And I think this is quite a good move rather than if everybody should agree to some kind of a pay cut just to keep the jobs going.
Our story today is really coming from a statement that Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob today made, which was that if semi-private schools aren't operating and aren't paying their staff, then parents shouldn't have to pay school fees. What do you make of this?
I'm not quite sure what semi-private schools are. And I think these schools, whatever they are, should pay teachers because there is still some learning going on, either online or through some kind of communication, maybe through the telephone or handphone or smartphone. So I don't see why these institutions aren't paying their teachers. And if anything, if there should be some reduction, it would be from other costs of running schools, operating costs, for instance. I think these institutions have to be a bit more creative to see where they can cut costs, you know, so that losses aren't or losses are minimized.
We touched on this earlier. How do you think schools might find a workable compromise with parents on the issue of paying fees while schools remain closed?
I think parents and these institutions should come to the table and work out a solution. Because if there isn't one or there is no compromise, then parents are... You know, they can leave the private system and go into the national system, and that'll be a great loss for the private institutions. So I think private institutions should maybe need to take some losses at this point in time, a temporary loss, and then make up when things get better.
And then from a parent's point of view, I suppose, what would a workable compromise look like?
I think some kind of initially it appeared that maybe these private institutions can continue charging the same, but we realized as we went along during COVID that the online teaching, which was supposed to take place and did take place, didn't exactly become effective. So very little learning was actually conducted over the last 10 weeks or so. But at the same time, this is what the parents are questioning. You know, why should we pay the same when we're not getting value for money? But at the same time, I suppose these institutions have other costs as well. You know, I think moving on with the situation being a global problem, that I think private institutions should be a bit more innovative and market their product to maybe students who had wanted to go abroad with the situation in the US and UK. Some parents may have second thoughts about sending children abroad. And I think the private universities and private institutions here may want to capture that market. But at the same time also, private institutions also have to be wary because if they make it so difficult for parents will in the end opt out and go return to the national school system. So I think it's important that we strike a balance. You know, I think it's important and crucial how one markets the product at this point.
And so how comfortable are parents right now with regards to sending their kids back to school once it reopens?
I think the parents of older children are quite ready to allow their children to go because they know that, you know, their children will abide by the new SOP guidelines, whatever that is when it comes out. But the small younger children, I think parents are a bit hesitant. But at the same time, it's not just that, but there are also other factors such as caregivers, you know, at home, because maybe both parents need to go back to work. And also how effective online learning has been. If it is effective, then of course the parents, assuming that it's adult to supervise, parents will want their children to stay at home and continue with online and remote learning. But if the online learning isn't happening, then they may be forced to take the risk of sending their children back to school.
So overall then, do you foresee the MCO and CMCO having a lasting impact on private and international education institutions here in Malaysia?
Yes, I suspect so, because with when parents don't have an income and business owners aren't enjoying a good revenue flow, there may be tough decisions which need to be made. And for instance, some parents may even decide that after SPM or O levels, they might need to go to work rather than going into tertiary education. So definitely, there will be a shift in education in the next few months.
So what do you think these institutions could do to prepare for the coming months?
Well, I think, again, it's back to marketing the product more in line with what they can offer, because there's very little that they can offer at this point in time because everyone's hands are tied. But I think it has to be, the product has to be appealing to the parent to want to put up their money for the education of their children. So I think private institutions have to be sensitive to what parents want during the challenging times.
Datin Azima, thank you so much for weighing in this evening. You just heard Datin Nur Azima Abdul Rahim, chairperson of PAGE, that's the Parents Action Group for Education Malaysia, talking about the issue of paying school fees for private schools during the MCO and CMCO. And as mentioned, this has been a topic that has in the past prompted some shares from parents who have said that, well, at this point in time, they just can't see their way to paying the full amount of fees because kids just aren't going to school and not using the facilities and, you know, just all those other things. So do get in touch and share. I mean, how do you feel about this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, Michael from Shah Alam says, I have not paid for my kids' private international school. I refuse to pay until the school adjusts their fees according to the level of service that they provide. A 5 to 15% discount is an insult. And I think that's speaks to what we heard Datin Azima saying just then, which was at this moment in time, because parents do have the option of national schools, of, you know, adjusting where it is that you want to send your kids. In that sense, private institutions have to be, just to reiterate what Datin Azima said, sensitive, right, to the needs of parents and to what they're actually asking for. And I think this is definitely an example of that. And in a somewhat related point, we do have this from Devon, who says, what about service charges for takeaway? And I think this is related to this idea of, you know, what are we paying for at this moment in time? And the last time that, the only time actually that I've eaten out recently, I've seen that a lot of restaurants are actually offering discounts for dine-in. And I think that that is coming from the fact that with takeaway, there are several layers of additional costs, right? You've got your packaging and you've also got, oh, actually takeaway is not delivery. Yeah, so then it's just packaging. And I think that that's probably where people are heading at this moment in time and having to pay for that, having to pay for good packaging in some instances. It's, I don't know. But do keep those thoughts coming on the subject of whether you're paying for school fees at this moment, especially if you're sending your kids to a private school. Has the school made any concessions? You can call 7733 2900 if you'd like to share. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. And after the 7 o'clock news today, we are going to be touching on Malaysia's favourite fruit, durians, and just checking in on how they're doing in the time of the CMCO. So that's going to be coming your way. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.